USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, when President Trump made his first remarks since an Iranian missile strike on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops, he said,
Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
Today, cybersecurity experts say Iran is carrying out additional retaliatory strikes on the U.S. in the form of cyber attacks. Several U.S. state governments have reported hundreds of thousands of attempted hacks just in the past couple of days. The House will vote on a war powers resolution today aimed at limiting President Trump's authority to order further military action against Iran. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the recent order to kill an Iranian military commander was provocative and a disproportionate military airstrike. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Airline officials say they believe it is not likely that a technical error was the cause of a deadly plane crash in Iran this week that killed all 180 people aboard. The vice president of operations for Ukrainian International Airlines says the captain and the instructor pilot had more than 23,000 hours of experience combined on that Boeing aircraft, the type of plane that did go down at about the time those missile strikes were happening in Iraq. No Americans were aboard the plane, but over 80 Canadians were. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says,
I want to express my deepest condolences to those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. This is a heartbreaking tragedy.
Results of the federal government's annual homeless assessment report finding nearly 568,000 people experienced homelessness on a single night in 2019, an increase of about 15,000 from the year before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Puerto Rico is under a public health emergency after this week's powerful earthquakes. The Health Secretary Alex Azar's declaration allows health officials in the U.S. territory to make sure that all of the health care needs of the people on the island are being met. A magnitude 6.4 quake hit Puerto Rico on Tuesday, and there have been dozens of aftershocks since. Alcohol-related deaths in the U.S. have more than doubled over less than two decades. Most of those deaths, middle-aged men, though experts say women are starting to close the gap. A long-running and very popular TV show is finally calling it quits. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
ABC has announced the comedy Modern Family will air its series finale after 11 seasons on April 8th. The series, following the extended Pritchett Dunphy clan, was an immediate sensation when it debuted in 2009.
What are we watching?
Brian De Palma's controversial masterpiece, Scarface.
For the baby? She happens to like it. I don't know if it's the colors or the sounds. Oh, here comes the nightclub massacre. She loves it. Watch her little eyelids. It's so cute. They get so heavy.
Modern Family holds the record with Frasier of 5 consecutive Emmy Awards as television's best comedy. According to ABC, at this time, there are no spin-offs planned involving any of the members of the large cast.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.